All right. What'd you write?
I wrote the polarization of socioeconomic classes.
Okay.
I think it's increasingly problematic just to have more extremes of haves and have-nots. And I'm not sure it's any more prominent than it has been historically at certain times, but certainly with social media, the internet, and so forth, it's more obvious.
Okay.
I do think our wealthy are becoming more wealthy than ever, and our poor are kind of stuck in the mire. I kind of recall at certain periods in my life, there always being some question as to whether or not the middle class is being hollowed out. So again, I'm not sure this is new. It may be more extreme, but I think it presents a problem for, I think certainly for the future of this country, but of the world, I think in a bigger sense, and certain areas of the country more than others.
You used the term polarization.
Sure.
Let's see. And I guess I'm wondering, can you elaborate on what you mean by polarization in this context? You mentioned that there's kind of, there's this segregation between socioeconomic classes, but you're not sure if it's different than it has been in the past, but it may yet be more polarized than it has been in the past. Am I understanding that correctly?
So I guess I would say that at certain periods in time in our kind of human history, modern human history, I think it's probably been as bad, but not as evident to everyone, or to many people anyway. And when I kind of speak of polarization, I'm thinking of the rich and powerful having more power, and certainly the working poor, but also to some extent the middle class having less power. And, I guess I think specifically of power in the government and influence in the government. But also, I guess, with regard to what they control in terms of money and real estate. I guess other issues. I think there's probably too many to list, but when you have a mass of people that I think feel less and less in control of their existence and their future, I think it creates some kind of desperation. You have populism, and unfortunately, I think that results in the powers that be playing on populism. And that can be very stressful for communities and for countries. I think cause major problems, lead to violence, death, war, things like that. I think it's all things that are showing up, in our day-to-day this past 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a right balance in terms of the distribution of resources and of power? Is there an ideal or something we should be working toward in that regard?
Yeah, and I think it's probably the latter. It's something that we can be working towards. I don't think we'll ever really kind of identify or meet a meaningful balance, as it were, just because so much is in flux all the time. I think we can have some modicum of responsible power in the government and responsibility with money. And an ability to involve people, rich, poor, and in between in the decisions we make as communities and as a country and as a world, and some sense of fairness that I think is probably lost right now for a lot of people. If not fairness, a sense of fairness.
What does that look like in practice?
I think it's probably I'm not sure I could put it eloquently generally, but, you know, things like paying people a working wage, a living wage, allowing people to grow their wealth, you know, holding those responsible for taking advantage of poor folks, providing poor folks with an opportunity, you know, maybe being a little more clear on intent and outcome.
What do you mean by that?
So, I think the government, to some extent, and to a larger extent, private power, has the ability to obfuscate outcomes of business, of monetary distribution, of power. And, you know, I think it's evident, certainly in the last election, that people are unsettled by that obfuscation. And I wonder sometimes if there's a lot more unknown than known in that regard. And, you know, as that comes to light, I think it can only make things worse. But people are, you know, generally, I think, untrusting of one another right now. Certainly in the context of, you know, being in Denver, Colorado, in America. I think it's becoming more problematic. What's going on behind the curtain? And, you know, I think historically at one point there was a period in which it wasn't as big a deal because people didn't know about it, you know, and ignorance is bliss in some regards. But as information and disinformation kind of circulates more commonly these days, it just, you know, I think it applies pressure to the trust we have with one another and with our systems and structures.
Okay. It seems like there's, I think you mentioned, kind of as people gain more information, they maybe became more wary of the system.
Sure.
Is there more information we need to gain, and what is that information?
You know, I think it's probably a clarity of information issue. I'm not sure. But, you know, I think maybe very broadly, some of the things we need to understand is who's making money from whom, and why that's the case. You know, is it equitable? Is it, you know, fair? Is there a balance there? Is there any kind of thought of achievement of balance, at least? And I think the information's out there, but it's just so cluttered with other, for lack of a better term, bad information that, you know, I think it makes it difficult to provide some clarity. Yeah.
And then can you imagine how we can get from where we are right now to a clear information ecosystem that maybe enables us to move forward into less polarized times?
That's the question right now. I have no good idea. And I don't think really that anybody does. I think everybody's, you know, I think one of the things that may help is, I guess it sounds a little ridiculous as I'm saying it, but more trust with one another. You know, everything doesn't have to be questioned, unless it does. And, you know, I think, in many ways, the information that we distribute these days has is a means to an end, and that end is money in a lot of senses. So obviously, you know, if money's at the end of things, you got to wonder about the path that was taken to get there. But boy, I mean, to have to answer the question of how we kind of find that clarity, I think it's very, very difficult at this point. You know, and when I say trust, you know, maybe it's about kind of reaching across the aisle, whatever that aisle may be, to the other tribe or tribes, and understanding their position and having compassion and understanding and trying to find kind of a common goal rather than trying to find an extreme, which is what I think where we're at right now. And that's just about trust and compassion and understanding. And frankly, kind of intelligence and education as well. So I don't know where to start with that, how to start it, other than kind of one-on-one, hearing people out that don't agree with you and maybe kind of working on yourself and trying to better understand other perspectives and, if the opportunity arises to apply that change in thought, but I think it's a very, very difficult question, but something that we have to meet here in the future. So
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.